Welcome to the Discomfort Inn. This week, we will be talking about the movies. Stash, Makita is with me.
Hello.
I don't like when I always say like another edition, and I don't know. Do we call it, these aren't editions?
Episode?
It's a thing.
Another podcast.
Well, here we are. I mean, people that are listening, we don't. I don't even know why I do it. Like, here we are, Discomfort Inn. You hit the thing. It says it. You didn't just tune in.
Yeah.
Not like old TV where they had to put the name of the show underneath sometimes. Like, oh, that's Cheers. Like, you had that written there. Like, we don't need to say it. It's what it is.
We could probably just start talking. I mean,
I do that on my other podcast. Yeah. I just talk.
Especially like the platform that we're on. You don't even have to worry about like this podcast coming on after something you listen to or anything like that. No, you had to seek it out and click on a link.
The only way this would happen if you just hear this one is if you were listening to the preview. Oh, the next one, and then it ended.
Yeah,
and then you're on the Apple podcast, and then it played the next one. But you'd still be listening to us, unless you put us in your queue. If you're a queue person and you threw us in the queue, then we would pop up and maybe like, wait, what's this in my queue? I forgot, and then it's us.
I don't think we're in anyone's queue yet.
We could queue it up.
We could hope, but
everyone tells me when they hear about this podcast, they go, "Wow, that sounds really interesting." And they go, "So have you heard it?" And they're like, "No."
Yeah.
Catherine Jerome said that. She goes, "How's that podcast? That sounds like something I really like." I'm like, "Have you listened at all?" She's like, "No." I'm like, "Thanks, Catherine." But I worked with her this weekend. Nice lady.
Yeah, hell of a lady. She listens to a lot of podcasts. So
she does. She listens to my main one. That's all that matters.
I understand if adding another one isn't viable for her.
No, she's got a lot going on. I appreciate the fact that she even knows it exists. You know where she doesn't get to go to a lot? The movies. Oh, the segue. Because, you know, she's so busy. And again, she might go to the... I see Derek Carafa's pictures of them, and they're always at the movies or a concert or at Comics Roadhouse.
Those are the three places.
That's where they go. Or Johnny Benson's backyard. That's where the four places they go.
Yeah, that's only once a year.
I don't think so. I think they're there every weekend.
Yeah.
Just got good pictures. All right, so we're talking about the movies. We're going to talk about anything and all things that make you awkward or uncomfortable while going to, watching, experiencing, or being around or about the movies. Stash, I've known you for years. You are a movie buff, I would say, a connoisseur, a movie aficionado.
I like to go a bunch, yeah.
You like to be in a theater. If you have your choice of watching a movie at home or in a theater, you choose the theater, correct?
I love the movie theater, yeah.
Before we get into the awkwardness, because we don't talk about the loves, why do you love the movie theater?
Well, when I was a kid, there was a few very brief periods of my life where my dad was a part of my life, and when he was, he would have custody of me on Sundays, and that's where we would go every Sunday that he had me was the movies.
So you go there hoping for your dad to be there?
I just think that made me fall in love with the movies because I like associate.
I did not, everyone listening, I did not know he was going to even make this uncomfortable for all of us. I thought it was just going to be like, that's where your dreams can go to dance or whatever. Not like, that's where I hope dad is. Do you ever run into him in the movies?
I definitely don't hope my dad is there. If my dad was there, I would yell and run the other way. Maybe, you know, try and hit him in the head with something to kill his brain. Because he's been dead for a long time.
Oh, okay.
He's long dead.
I forgot. I was like,
that would mean he's a zombie and he's there to eat me.
Because you didn't say that part first, and it just sounded like if I ran into him, I would make sure I'd murder my dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Re-kill him.
But, yeah. Okay. So you go there. You like going there because it gives you warm memories.
Yeah.
All right. I just like popcorn. And I don't like home popcorn much as I like away popcorn.
I hate popcorn.
What the fuck?
Popcorn is the worst.
You're the worst. What do you mean popcorn's the worst? It's hot, it's buttery, it's delicious.
Compared to how annoying it is, it's not worth it flavor-wise.
Why is popcorn annoying?
You get like kernels in your teeth.
You can get anything. You like a steak?
Yeah.
Just get that in your teeth.
I don't get a steak stuck in my teeth.
Everyone does. What are you eating, garbage steak?
Good steak. A day later,
you're like, what's that in my teeth? Oh, that was yesterday's din. Everything gets stuck in your teeth.
Kernels get caught in your throat and you got to make this noise.
Don't eat like an animal. Don't eat the kernel.
You can't help it. They're inside the popcorn.
No, but they're all
the little kernel flakes.
Oh, the flakes. No,
I hate it.
Where are you going? You're going to garbage movies. I don't eat that.
You
I
could was... get like tortilla chips or something like that and still have all the same crunchy, salty fun all
right,
without
well,
any of that.
Let's get right into that right away. You want to make me uncomfortable? That they call that nachos. That is not nachos. That is chips and cheese whiz. Yeah. That is not nachos.
Nachos need like pinos, meat, olives.
It's supposed to be covered
real
and
cheese.
Smothered. That's a nacho. Covered and smothered.
Yeah.
Not just a chip dipping into cheese whiz. I don't like when a movie what makes me uncomfortable when I first get there, when you go there and you get to the concession stand, and they won't let you order what you want. Yesterday, I went to see Spider-Man yesterday. Spider-Man Far From Home, which I enjoyed thoroughly. Thought Jake Gyllenhaal was great in it. I thought that the guy from Silicon Valley, who's in it as plays the teacher, Martin Starr, he was hilarious in it. But all the main cast was great too. But going to the concession stand, we were like, we wanted a large popcorn and two waters. And the guy said no. He's like, no, if you want a bucket or if you want the combo, and we didn't even care about the combo. We were just getting the order. He said, well, no, you got to get in a combo. And if you want the waters, you got to get the bag of popcorn. So, well, the bag of popcorn is too small for the two of us to share it. And also, it's awkward to share a bag. We'd rather share a bucket.
They don't sell them a la carte?
Well, they do, but they're so, so many movie theaters are so into the combo that they lose their shit. And they make the prices so crazy that you're nuts to even buy it wrong. But I'm like, I'll just substitute that. And he's like, no, you want the bucket, you get the drink. So I said, fine. And so we got the bucket. And then he's like, you can get two sodas. I'm like, well, I don't drink soda. I go, I guess if I had to have a soda cup, put water in it. And he's like, well, the water's from the thing. I go, I don't care where the fuck the water. I drink water. I want water as the beverage. I don't drink soda. I don't have slushies. I don't drink your other shit. I would like popcorn and water. That's what I want. And then we had to pay for that price. They like to tell you all that stuff. You know, I would like a large popcorn. For a dollar more, would you like super large? No, I can see the size. I want this. I can see you.
I ordered it that way because I read the sign and saw what I wanted.
Not only read the sign and saw what I wanted, but movies are the place that you can be seriously the most helmeted person in the world because they give you, usually they on the wall is the container of the thing.
Yeah.
It will say small, medium. I already have the small bucket, the medium bucket, the large, and then like the souvenir buck.
They show you an example.
And then the same thing with drinks, which I've never seen anywhere else besides 7-Eleven do. It's like, here's the drink cup size. And they show it to you. It's like, they're like, I don't want mega huge. They're like, oh, there's refills. Like, I'm not getting up. I'm going to watch this movie. I don't need the refill. Candy, they display fine. They do whatever with it. Now, that doesn't make me uncomfortable. Candy's fine. But it's when they tell me what I have to eat and drink. I'm like, no, just let me order what I want. I don't care about your combo meal.
Yeah, I don't have to go through any of that. I don't do any snacking or drinking in the theater, dude. I had a small bladder.
Is that because daddy never bought you snacks? You got to remember about always having the bad times?
No, dude. If I bought a water, I would have to piss twice during the movie and miss whatever couple minutes each time. So
I'm sitting 3 hours. I need to partake in a bev.
Not me, dude.
I don't really need the popcorn, but I like having something while I'm watching. I usually am done eating. I'm usually done snacking by the trailers. I usually don't eat during a movie. But I like to go early.
Yeah.
And I like to watch all the trailers. I like to see the commercials.
Plus all the snacks there are shit I hate. Yeah, I don't eat that stuff, dude.
Well, I don't eat candy, but I eat popcorn.
If it was like a bacon, egg, and cheese on a bagel, or like a
who the
pizza,
fuck's eating a back? Well, eat a back while fucking watching a movie.
I would. I'm not trying to eat fucking candy and popcorn, dude. That shit is stupid.
Popcorn is delish, it's fucking easy to eat, and you could do the popcorn trick.
What about a salad?
You're not gonna do the popcorn trick,
big
anyway?
Fat.
How are you gonna eat a salad? Oh, fucking sitting in the movies in those seats. You can't eat a salad.
I sure can.
It's messy as
movie
fuck.
Seats now. Another thing that I hate about movies. Movie seats now are love seats. You could eat them the same way you'd eat a salad at home.
See, I still don't find them all that comfortable. Everyone says they're more comfortable than they were. They're still too close to the seat in front of you.
They're more comfortable than they were. I hate them because, like, now you're on a love seat. You know how much more uncomfortable it is for me to sit on a love seat next to a stranger than in separated, like, theater seats?
I haven't gone anywhere.
We're not in love. Why are we next to each other with our seat?
I haven't gone anywhere where I have to sit next to a stranger like that. I always have a divider arm.
Yeah, there's like a short divider arm. It's not the same. It's not the same kind of buffer as the old ones. I fucking hate it.
The theater I go to, which is the one in Seymour here, they have regular
They have the seats. Old seats still, yeah.
Yeah.
So I like what I do is I go to the first showing of the day because it's half price, and I just buy two seats right next to each other in the back corner so I know no one will sit next to me.
You have to buy, you buy the seat?
Yeah, buy two seats.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like, yeah, because it's all assigned seating now at the
certain,
at the big theaters, yeah.
Yeah, see, Seymour's not that. You just go and you sit.
Yeah, if you go to like a theater that hasn't been renovated in years and years, like
Seymour. Well, that's not what I like, an old Criterion, theater. Yeah.
Then, like, Criterion's my favorite, especially for like indie films, because they always show them in like these little ass old theater where you're the only person there, and it just feels like you have your own
screening.
Viewing room in yeah. a mansion. It's great, dude.
I don't like going. What makes me comfortable going to the movies? When I go by myself, I don't always go, and I like going by myself, but when I do, I don't always know what I'm going to see. I kind of sometimes will look at, I don't go just and then surprise myself because times are weird and you can't just do that, but I will look at my phone last second and go, oh, I'll go see one of these three movies, and then whichever one I feel like seeing when I get there, I'll choose.
Yeah.
I hate when I want to go to a movie and then somebody, having to decide what movie to go with somebody's uncomfortable because they kind of like, I don't know, people will define who you they think you are by the movie choice you make, if you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
If like, you say, oh, hey, I want to see this kind of movie, and then they're like, oh, I guess you just like horror. Or you just like, actually, well, no, I just chose this thing. Well, you don't like this thing then because you like this thing. It's like, no, I just don't know. Out of the 8 selections of dumb things right now, that's the thing I choose. Sometimes I'll go see things I don't think I'll like just because I'll just say why I might end up liking it.
No, but I get it, though, because if there's like a really good movie I want to see playing and then somebody suggests like some garbage, I'm just like, we can't be movie friends. I'll just go by myself. That's my preferred method anyway.
Well, you can't just go see both?
In the same day?
Well, there was one day where I saw 4 in one day. I paid early, and at Seymour, no one pays attention. I just kept bopping around.
Yeah, in the days of MoviePass, I would see multiple movies in a day. R.I.P. MoviePass. That was such a great thing.
Well, I didn't do movie. I just bought one ticket and then just kept.
And then theater hopped, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too old now where, like, if I got caught doing that, I would be embarrassed. So
see, I think I'm old enough now where I can go, where am I? And then they just go, oh, he's old. He didn't know. He's so old. But going to the movies and making that decision, I don't know. It's weird. Because there is Netflix and Hulu and Amazon and everything now, a lot of times I'll make. I never said this as a kid. When it was a kid, you would be like, something came out and you're like, oh, I can't wait to see that. You never said the sentence, oh, I'll just wait to see that.
Yeah.
Now it's most of the time, like, I almost decide in my head, is it worth going to the theater to see it? Because I'm like, oh, I can watch. Like, okay, when I wanted to see John Wick, I was like, John Wick, I have to see in the theater. I have to see it on a monster screen, the action, the craziness. I need this, the noise. I need that sound to be movie theater quality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I saw Spider-Man, I saw the one before it, Homecoming, on Amazon Prime or whatever. And I was like, oh, I wish I saw this in the theater. It would have been a little cooler.
I'm the opposite. I like to see artsy type movies in the theater because it's like a more immersive experience. There's no distractions or whatever. But like a big Marvel or whatever, everything is going to sound better in the theater or whatever. But those are movies I'd rather watch at home because you don't have to pay attention to the whole thing. And I could just sit there and look at my phone and get stuff done while I'm watching the movie because it's not as much complicated stuff going on.
Oh, see, we're the opposite because if I watch an artsy movie, yeah. I want to be able to go gay like out loud, and I can't do that in the theater or I get in trouble. But at my house, I can yell that. So, no, and I don't like doing anything while I'm watching a movie. When I'm watching a movie, I like phones down, watch the movie, take it in. I like that.
I can't do that with like a fun type movie because it's like there's not enough. Where I feel compelled to keep watching it. It's going to draw me to my phone so I can multitask.
See, if I always give it the approach of somebody thought this thing up, wrote it, made people pretend to be people, I'm going to give them my attention. That's how I look at movies. I think I look at the same way. I try to watch a movie the way I want an audience to watch me when I perform comedy. Like, give you attention. Not stare at your phone and go, I'm listening. It's fine. Do your jokes. You're not that good, though. That's my audience voice.
I don't know. I don't see that many movies that are worth paying you my love full undivided attention
Oh, sorry, sir. Didn't realize your undivided attention was so amazing.
Yeah, there's so much stuff you could be doing. Your phone has everything.
It doesn't have everything. It doesn't have folks. People.
There's plenty of folks in
not
my phone.
Not real folks. Fake folks.
Yeah, talk to people. I talk to folks fuck that I know folks. In real life on my phone all the time.
But you can listen to real folks. Like, listen, you're going to tell me you're going to go see Tarantino movie with Leo and Brad Pitt, super handsome brothers, and not pay attention?
No, that's one of the type of movies that I will give my full undivided attention. But if there's like a movie with a bunch of explosions and fights and stuff, I could tell from the noises what's going on. It's time
to tweet. Did you see Spider-Man Far From Home?
Not yet.
You got to pay attention. There's a twist. Got to pay attention.
I'm pretty sure I'll pick it up already.
No way. You got to pay attention and go, wait a minute. Is that Zendaya from the Disney shows? Yeah, that's her. It's great. You're going to say, wait, is that Think Floyd's brother? You're gonna say that. He's in it.
I think I might not need to watch any more Marvel movies after Endgame. It's like I made it through that whole big, long thing.
This still talks about that. This is the aftermath.
Yeah, but I feel like I made it to the finish line.
How do they move on? No, how do they move on? That's the big story of this.
They got enough of my dollars.
No, how do they, the characters, move on? Who's the new Iron Man? Who's going to take over for that? That's the storyline.
Well, they already have another Iron Man.
No.
His name's War Machine.
No. Who's going to take over as the leader? That's what the storyline is. And can Peter Parker handle that kind of pressure?
No, he's just a kid. He's a
You
type.
Watch the movie, and what you go through. He thinks he's just a kid, but you don't know. And at the end, after this, there's two other after-credit deals, crazy twist leading to more. We're getting another Thor. This is going to go on forever.
The new Thor I'll watch. That's Taika Waititi. I watch everything that he makes.
I don't know what words you just said, but yeah, that sounds good.
He was a guy. He was involved in the Flight of the Conchords. Killer director.
All right. How about we go to our folks?
Yeah. See what folks are uncomfortable with?
Yes, uncomfortable folks. Let's see if we got a comment from your dead dad.
Ryan Small says, mass shootings and bed bugs, two things I've never seen equated really before. They're both different scale.
All right, so I'm assuming we're going to get a lot of the mass shootings jokes from the uncomfortability. And I don't know
if that's even a joke. There's probably plenty of people who are scared. Like, I've had that moment where I see, like, some goofball.
Never once thought about when I go to movies.
Asperger-looking kid walk in and been like, I hope this is not a scourge.
Never thought about when I went to the movies. And I don't even understand the bed bugs reference.
I guess people with bed bugs that come in and leave them on the seat, but there's that's no everywhere beds. You go. There's also public places.
There's no beds there.
Yeah, but can't a bed bug jump off of clothes onto a seat? I don't know.
Then he's a seat bug.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, his name kind of tells you where he dwells.
So seat bugs.
Seat bugs chilling out. All right. Anybody not dumb?
Brian Donald not having any cash left to donate to the charity they're asking for.
See, I've only been to like two movies where they've ever done that. Yeah. Where they're like, hey, give us the money. But that goes into the same thing last week we talked about religion. I'm always awkward whenever they're like looking at everyone to make a donation. A donation is supposed to be something you choose to do, not be pressured into do. And when I go to a lot of times I go to the movies, listen, I like going to the movies, and the movies have become, you know, more expensive than they ever have been. But at the same time, for me, the movies is something when you're like, I don't have a lot of money and I want to do something fun. You know what I mean? So I'm not looking to spend a lot of money. I know I'm going to spend this amount on a ticket and a certain amount on a beverage and a popcorn, and that's all I'm looking to spend. So like when they're like, hey, can you give us a couple more bucks? It's like, nah, if I had more bucks, I would be somewhere better than the movies.
Yeah. That makes sense. Jeff Davis with just what must be like a 25-year-old reference at this point, running into Paul Rubens.
Oh, Pee Wee Herman. You know what makes me uncomfortable? This guy. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Running into him. He was in a porn theater.
Yeah, it's not
he
like
wasn't at a regular movies.
He wasn't jerking off watching Nell. Although that'd be a lot funnier, dude.
Out of all the movies you could choose.
I'm trying to think of something from that time.
Nell. Why would that? Yep. That would
Jodie Foster played a sexy retard. Or whatever.
That would make me super uncomfortable. It's like, I guess the two questions, and in this order, number two, why, Mr. Herman, why are you jerking off? And number one, Nell? Oh, when you first said Nell, I thought of Nell Carter from fucking Give Me a Break, and I was like, no, it can't be Nell Carter, but no,
she's
Nell.
Not very strokeable either.
No. First of all, yeah, you know what, though? You know what makes you uncomfortable? I guess it'll be a weird segue. I'm uncomfortable when two people are hardcore making out in a movie. Oh, yeah. Listen, if I'm there with my girlfriend, I like holding the hand. I like cuddling a little bit, but I like watching the movie. But if someone just goes to the movie with the thought of this is where we're going to fuck, get out of here. Don't go to the movie. Just go home and fuck. Go get a motel. Get out of there. Don't do that. We're talking about it before. I guess that's what's happening now. With the love seat you're talking about, they can do that more. The nice thing before was they couldn't do too much because there was always that huge arms rest.
Yeah, I see people bring like blankets and like put the recliners
back. They shouldn't let anyone bring a blanket in. You see a blanket, you say, get out with a picnic in? Get out of here. You shouldn't bring a blanket in the game. No, I don't want any kind of sex in my movie.
That's another thing that makes me uncomfortable about those new seats. If I'm in a love seat with the reclined all the way back, you know, I fall asleep in so many more movies than I used to when they had regular ass seats. You're not supposed to be that comfortable.
I've only fallen asleep at one movie ever. It was with my kids, and they were laughing because I was snoring through like fucking one of the Avengers. Because it was like I had a comedy show, then I had to get up early and do something else, and I was just like, I didn't make it through. And they were laughing because I was back when I was drinking, so I snored.
I fell asleep two or three times during Endgame, a movie that I waited years to see. It's too comfortable.
I still have not seen Endgame. I've seen every other one before and afterward. I've not yet. But I don't. No sex at the movies, please. Thank you. Fuck you, Pee Wee Herman guy. What are we doing? Don't make me uncomfortable. That guy.
Yeah, that guy for sure. Chantel Gherkins says
Chantel.
Okay.
I just knew her from high school.
Chantel Gherkins says it's the pronunciation of her first name you took issue with. Gherkins is a synonym for pickles, which I like.
Not synonym.
She's like Chantel Pickles.
But Gherkin, isn't that the I thought Gherkin was the brand name. Is that the type? Is it type of?
Yeah, I thought it was just another name for pickles.
It might be. I don't think another name. I think it's a type of pickle.
Some pickles are called like sweet baby gherkins or whatever.
Well, I think they're a type of pickle. That's a very, you know, happy.
Chantel right, Pickles so is Chantel a dope name anyway. She says the seats and what's actually on them. Honestly, it doesn't bother me at all.
I have thought about how many butts have been on the seats and how I see people cleaning, but I've never seen them sweep seats.
Yeah.
I've always seen them kind of just sweeping a carpet, but not vacuuming a carpet. Kind of cleaning. Underneath must be I've never put my hand under a movie seat, but it's got to be gross.
Yeah.
It's got to be super gross.
Unless I sat on something that felt wet, I wouldn't give a shit.
But then once you sat and it was wet, you'd be too late. Anyway, but you're already sitting in the wet. But I'm saying no. I mean, anything can be on. And also, you and I are thinking as men who are wearing like pants usually and things like that. But you're a woman wearing like a skirt or a dress or some shorts. Your legs are touching a lot of that shit. My legs never touch the seat. You're wearing like short shorts. You just got like thigh action or what's that back part? Back thigh touching the fucking grossness. The seat bugs. The seat bugs are getting you. I can see that making you uncomfortable.
Yeah, cover your dumb legs when you go to the movies. That's one lesson that everyone should take.
Yeah, you're right. You got to wear a hazmat suit
when
you go to the movies.
They keep it super air-conditioned in there anyway. Put on some long
pants. Last night, no air conditioning. I usually go with pants and everything because I'm always cold. But I forgot I wore shorts, and I was like, whoa, I'm warm, and I didn't even realize why until Carla was like, why isn't the air conditioning on? I'm like, oh, my God, that's what it is. Just, I've never been in a movie without air conditioning on.
Yeah, I'm used to being freezing cold there.
Well, no, it's Wednesday is cheap night at Seymour, so they're probably cheap too.
Oh yeah, they're like, yep.
They're like we're charging less, we're also going to spend less.
Hey, God bless them. Whatever. Break a profit. Keeps those tickets cheap. Sean Conlon says having to tell people to shut the fuck up, something I've never had to do.
Something I love to do. Actually, it's making me uncomfortable. I actually seek it out. Yesterday, I thought we were going to have a chance to. And I was sitting there next to my girlfriend, and I was like, people were starting to, they came in, and you could tell they're a little lippy.
Yeah.
If I was in there, and they're like, I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to tell them to shut the fuck up. I love turning around and scolding the folk. I love it. That's one of my favorite. I think I make people uncomfortable because they can be just chatter. I'll always give benefit of doubt. Listen, we're at the trailers. But no, once you get the show, once the lights go low, I need you to calm down.
Yeah,
now,
I
you
don't
can
care
react.
How loud you are during Maria Menounos, but like, I have a friend who I go to the movies with sometimes, and she is the, she'll talk loudly still while the trailers are on, and I just shrink into my seat, and yeah. I'm like, this trailers, I'm watching the trailers.
Right. I don't mind a reaction. Okay.
Yeah.
If you see a trailer and you go, oh shit, Rambo? Like, I like that. Like, I like when someone yells out something like that.
Yeah, that's just adding to the experience.
Right, that's more fun. You know, I mean, I've been at movies where people have yelled out crazy, like, usually African Americans yell out something crazy like, get him, Optimus Prime, you MF-er. Like, I enjoyed that. That's a fine yell in the movie. If you're yelling because you're so into the movie that you love it.
I've literally woken up from, like, a drunk pass-out experience at the movies and yelled the phrase, you tell him, Optimus.
Yeah, see?
At Transformers 3, which I've still never seen. I saw the first 10 minutes of it and passed out drunk.
But it's one of those, I don't mind when someone talks when they're talking to the screen because they're so into it. That's cool. Or I don't like an applause at the end. That's always weird
yeah,
to me.
Yeah, applause at the movies. When I saw Star Wars 7, and like the minute Han Solo and Chewbacca walked down screen, everyone stood up and gave a round of applause.
Oh, that's
like
weird.
They had done something.
Or they were there, yeah.
Yeah, it was. It made me so, that made me uncomfortable.
That was where I was standing there next to Paul Rubens. We were both applauding. He only used one hand, though. Hey, oh, Paul Rubens. Fuck you, Jeff Davis. no, yeah, I don't. I like telling someone to shut the fuck up. It's the only time you're allowed to be like police and when you're at the movies because people do go, shh, and they shut you the fuck up. I mean, the movies are better now. Every commercial is like, hey, turn your phone off. Hey, do this and that, whatever. Yeah. But still,
I'd rather quietly go snitch on him and get him kicked out.
Oh, I'm not leaving. I'm going to take care of it at the beginning. I'm watching this shit. I paid money for it. Shut the fuck up. You know the rules of movies. You ain't going to ruin it for me. I will thunder punch you as I watch this movie. Yeah, I like it. I'm very comfortable telling someone to shut the fuck up, but I'm very uncomfortable with someone talking during a movie. I shush people all day. I'm a shusher.
Yeah, everything else in the world makes you uncomfortable, except apparently confrontations with strangers.
I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
It really does explain your start into comedy, which was like your friend telling you to get up, and then you made fun of everyone there for a while.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, wait, I can do this for cash and prizes?
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Carrie, I want to get her name right this time. Carrie Boudreaux.
Boudreaux. You say it like with a U at the end.
Boudreaux.
Yeah, that's my sister.
Carrie Boudreaux says, sharing an armrest with a stranger. Yeah.
That's my uncomfort anywhere there's armrests, like a plane, anywhere like that. I hate that. I always just try to give it up. I don't even attempt to use it and say it's not mine. But there's times where you just naturally want to put your arm there. But yeah, I don't like sharing an armrest. Because that means you're also sharing. If you're at a packed movie, it's hard because I guess your armrest is the one where you're using your drink holder.
Yeah.
Because there's one on either side, but you're only getting to use one. So I guess your armrest is where your drink would be, which in reality, comfort-wise, you'd want your armrest to be where your drink isn't because you want your hand touching the – I like to put my hand in the drink cup hole if I'm like laying – like I can just tuck over it and have my drink cup in the other hand, you know, the holder there so I'm not bumping into my drink. But I don't like to go to a lot of crowded movies. But, yeah, if I'm crowded, I don't like – sharing an armrest at all. I don't want to touch anyone. I don't even like sitting next to someone that if I don't know them. I try to space myself out, like you said, when you buy the two seats.
Yeah.
When I used to go with friends in high school and college, we would go, but then if we'd take a row if no one was there, and we'd have a space in between each person.
Yeah,
and it
I
wasn't,
used to love that.
And it wasn't like one of the people would be like, oh, we're not gay. No, if it was packed, I don't care. I'd sit next to them. But it was just that it was just more comfortable to stretch out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a homophobic thing because – If I'm at the movie theaters with a woman, I don't want us to be right next to each other.
To be honest, I'd rather sit next to a guy than a woman because I feel more uncomfortable because the woman's like, why are you sitting next to me? Is he trying to do something weird? It's like, nah, I'm just trying to watch this movie. I'm not going to Paul Rubens it up. Fuck you, Jeff Davis. Can I keep doing is that his name, right?
Yeah, Jeff Davis.
Just making sure I'm not yelling the wrong name.
Let's see. Melissa Carrera says cell phones and the owner who doesn't remember to shut it off or silence it.
I'll always laugh the first time a phone goes off during a movie because then I'm like, is that the movie? And yeah. It's an old time thing, but yeah, if someone answers it.
But that's got to be the last time. Oh, if they answer it, then no, that's not entertaining anymore.
No. I understand a ring. Listen, I know that because as a comic, we're used to, my phone's on vibrate more than it's not because we're so used to having to vibrate our phones and silence them when we're doing movies. I mean, doing shows. So I'm used to it. But, I mean, there's people I know that never vibrate or silence their phones because they never need to. You know what I mean? It's just like people that I know that have jobs where they don't need to do that. And so, like, they're not used to it. So they go to the movies, they just don't think of it. And then it goes off and they're like, oh, sorry. And they turn, that's fine. You get one pass. But the second you answer that motherfucker, or you're belligerent, like someone's like, hey, you know, turn that off. And they're like, fuck you, I'll do what I want. Like, no, there's rules here. You don't just do what you want. You mope. This is the movies. You no phones. You're watching the movie.
Yeah, I always buy my tickets when the places with the assigned seating in the furthest row in the back, and I try and get in a corner so that I could be free to use my phone without bothering anyone else.
Oh, so you use your phone there?
Yeah.
Why? What are you doing? You make me uncomfortable.
I got texts to send, tweets to
do. No, you
don't.
You ain't got shit. Listen, I've read your Facebook. Your Facebook makes a lot of people uncomfortable. You got to take a break. You got to watch a movie all the way through. Everyone knows you're a movie buff. Watch the fucking movie. You go on your phone later. Get
I don't
away.
Like paying attention to
get
just one
away
thing.
From your phone.
Paying attention to just one thing at a time makes me uncomfortable.
Last night, my phone was buzzing. I left it in my pocket because I was enjoying wonderful Spider-Man. I was in the universe of Marvel, enjoying it, getting away from the world. I was traveling the world. I was in Prague. I was in Venice. I was in London. Everywhere Spider-Man was going, I was there. And yeah. It was wonderful. And I was not on my phone. And when I got off, guess what? All those fucking things, those thoughts I had, everything else, the people, they all still were there in my magic little dumb phone box. Talk to them later. Put the phone away. They should take your phone away when you go to the movies. They should put in one of those things like if you go to an Aziz Ansari concert.
See, I would never go to anything like that where you got to put your phone in a bag. Because I have this phone. I want
to
use it.
You don't need to use your phone. You got to get away from it. You're the problem.
I don't like doing one thing at a
you're
time.
You're the problem. We got to get away from the phones. Watch the movie.
I do
enjoy
in a considerate
it.
Way. I go all
it's
the way to the back.
It's not considerate.
It is. No
the
one.
The light shines up.
No one can see my.
You see it.
I turn my brightness
I
down
feel
all the way.
All uncomfortability. I can sense someone nope. being on their phone all the time.
No one would ever notice.
My Peter tingle. That's the running joke. Instead of calling it Spidey sense, they called it Peter tingle.
That's great.
It was great. You wouldn't have known because you'd be fucking texting. You know what? You wouldn't even know. You're the guy sitting next to Paul Rubens as he's jerking off, and you don't even know because you're on your phone.
Listen, this is not the 1890s, dude. I got technology, and I'm going to fucking use it.
Nobody was at the movies in the 1890s.
They were watching the silent pictures.
Not in the 1890s.
Sure they were. That's why they're in Red Dead Redemption, the first two.
1890.
Yeah.
That's when there was movies?
They were showing silent films.
In 1890?
I guarantee it.
I think it was like 1920.
Nope. Why would they have him in Red Dead Redemption 2?
I never played this game you speak of. 2. So they can have a lot of things in a video game. They also have dead people.
I'm pretty sure they came out in like the 1870s, 1860s.
Could have, but
because there's like silent film from like Civil War and right after.
When was the Civil War?
It ended in like 1868.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know anything about any war. War makes you uncomfortable. We'll do that one time. Uncomfortable.
The only
war.
Thing I know about war is the
we should
the
do
music.
That one. History makes us uncomfortable, and we don't know anything. It's just an episode of us going, what? We just ask people what makes us uncomfortable in history, and then just reading the phones for 2 hours.
Yeah. It's like, wait, Franz Ferdinand was a real dude, not just a band?
Who was Jeff Davis in history? Was he a piece of shit?
Jefferson Davis, yeah. The president of the Confederacy.
Loved Paul Rubens.
Man, hated Paul Rubens, to be honest.
Go.
He doesn't want to run into him. trying not to.
Don't want to run into Paul Rubens at the movies. You know who might be there? You know who has a bad time at the movies?
I think that joke was written when he was president of the Confederacy.
That reminds me of the world's worst joke. What do Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, and the guy who sat in front of Pee Wee Herman at the theater all have in common? They all got shot in the back of the head at the theater.
P.U.
Pee-wee.
Those jokes used to kill in the 90s, though.
That joke never killed. That was a terrible joke.
Let's see. Cynthia Hippona Gray says, trying not to cry or weep loudly. Also, not being caught with nips.
What?
You know, the little tiny bottles
of alcohol. Booze.
Yeah. No, she's just freeing her tits in the middle of the movie theater.
Why? I thought maybe because she was crying because she was breastfeeding.
Probably if she cut down on the little bottles of booze she was drinking at the theater, she might not cry or weep as loudly, to be honest. She's getting emotional because she's drunk.
Maybe she attended a meeting. She wouldn't have such an issue.
Get your emotions in check, you lush.
Doing shots and just drinking. Oh, and they were all little women and just crying. Oh my God, she's crying. I've definitely had a tear or two with certain shows and movies. But I'm not going to lie. There's certain movies that have gotten me and got me a tear or two. But
she sounds like she's crying at like SpongeBob.
She's crying. She's just drunk. You got to get home, lady. How are you getting home? Just doing nips.
Guy next to her got a slapper like an old PI. Hold yourself together.
She's just boozing, crying, drinking. Yeah, you know what makes me uncomfortable? Cynthia, whatever, you. If I sat next to some lady and she just fucking hammered, crying, it's like, lady, what are you doing? This is Baywatch. She's like, it's supposed to be Hasselhoff. You'd be crying too. Dwayne The Rock Johnson isn't the same.
Oh, imagine being disappointed because you got to see glorious Dwayne The Rock Johnson instead of David Hasselhoff.
You know what? I won't watch Baywatch because I do believe that David Hasselhoff is Mitch Buchanan and that there's no one else should be.
You know the guy's name from the show.
Yeah.
That's great.
I used to watch that TV show all the time.
Damn.
We used to watch it in college. I think I said this before, but we, in college, we would change our schedules, me and my roommates. So we would have no classes from 11 to 2 because 11 on TNT, 11 o'clock was Chips. At 12 was Baywatch and at 1 was Love Boat. And we would watch all three. We would get high and watch all three of those in a row and watch every one of them. Mitch Buchanan.
I remember there was a girl named CJ.
Yeah, that was Pamela Anderson.
I only ever watched that show as foreplay. It was like unintentional foreplay. I'd be skimming through the channels and see a lady in a bikini and be like, oh, okay. And then move over to like Cinemax.
Pam Anderson was everybody's fave. I was a Yasmin Bleeth person.
I loved Bleeth.
Yasmin Bleeth was great. Nicole Eggert was great in that too.
Yeah, I was a Bleeth head all the way.
And I didn't like the one that was like the man one. That
she, oh, yeah. The
short hair that had a kid.
Short hair one.
Yeah, she had Hobie.
What are you even doing next to these goddesses, idiot?
Well, they need one.
She's probably a real attractive person in real life, but you're standing next to Bleeth and fucking Anderson, dude.
Well, you know what? You need one that can swim.
Yeah, she was the workhorse.
Someone's got to save somebody. She's the one going in the water saving Cynthia from fucking drinking nips and crying in the fucking water.
What? Whose mom are you? I wanted her to save me. Get away from me.
Stop crying at the movies, you drunk.
Yeah.
I would be the most level embarrassed you could get if someone said to me, excuse me, ma'am, can you please put away your nips?
Yeah, for sure.
They're yelling at. What are they?
I used to do the same thing though.
You used to bring booze? Yeah. I've snuck when I was a kid. We snuck candy and soda in.
No, I've never brought alcohol.
See, I don't even get that. No, it makes me uncomfortable. People are like, "We got to go to that movie theater that serves beer." Like, I don't. If you want to drink beer, drink it at home and watch the movies. That's like a thing where you want to get like crazy. Why?
I want to just relax. Three or four nips of whipped cream flavored vodka, and then get a big orange soda and pour it in there, and it was delicious.
Oh,
was
you're like a fat creamsicle. Diabetic child. Like,
yeah.
What are you doing? Just get a creamsicle.
Well, there's a reason I can't drink anymore, Pat, and that's it.
What are you doing? You make me uncomfortable. Drinking at the movie theater makes me uncomfortable. I don't want to know. There's a lot of kids there. We're just chilling.
I used to drink everywhere, though.
Wow, not me.
I used to go to work with a Dunkin' Donuts cup with beer in it so it would look like I had iced tea.
Did you cry?
I probably have. cried at work because I was just like, this is like Foot Locker days, dude. You try and manage a Foot Locker and not cry. It sucks.
I'll never take you up on that.
Fucking ladies yelling at you because their son's air bubbles popped or whatever. It's not a good time.
This Reebok pump, don't pump. Fuck you, Jeff Davis. All right, go ahead.
I hope this one is a joke because Annie Powell says the old dick in the popcorn trick.
Yeah, popcorn trick.
Ooh, I hope that never happened to her.
I said that earlier. I said, you don't like popcorn. I'm like, what about the popcorn trick? My friend Stu used to do that. We would go all the time. He'd be like, hey, you want popcorn? Like, no one takes Stu's popcorn. We had to go and play rugby, and then he would trick folks by taking the popcorn bucket and sticking a hole and then putting his Johnson in there.
I feel like those popcorn buckets are so big now that I would have to wait a long time through that movie with a boner before, I don't know if I could maintain an erection by the time it took to get low enough in that popcorn bucket they have now.
I don't know if you, okay, to break down the popcorn trick, the key is to get rid of some of the popcorn.
Oh, that's smart. See, yeah. I didn't even think of that step. I've never done it, though. I'm a novice to the dick popcorn game.
Because now Stu didn't need to do that.
It is nice though, because then you get a bunch of grease on there already. So like, it probably makes it easier.
For what?
Like if she's into it and she does start jerking you off, which I imagine.
First of all, I don't
the,
think this is ever.
What they want.
No, this has never ended in sex. This is a prank.
Oh.
This isn't foreplay. The popcorn trick. It's supposed to be like you put like that, and then like I offer.
I
it
thought
to
it
you.
Was like a 70s type of problematic way to introduce your penis to a lady.
No, it's an awful gag. Like when your friend passes out and you draw I suck cock on his forehead. You just put your dick in there. It's usually guys. And you give it to him and the guy grabs it and goes, popcorn. What the fuck? And he's grabbed your dick. You're like, ah. And then you just got your dick covered in butter.
Oh, that's not fun.
No, it's not fun. It's not fun. I wonder whose version is more uncomfortable. Yours or mine? Yours is somebody trying to weirdly like force a woman to have the worst time ever.
Almost sexual assault, the way I thought it was being used.
And mine is like the worst version of candid camera ever. Or I guess now for the kids and practical jokers.
Meg Quinn says, what's the stain on my seat? We already covered that. That's gross. Cheryl Green Lalo, who we'll be performing with on the 27th at Crown Plaza.
She runs a tight ship.
Yeah.
She runs a tight ship. For someone who's never run a show, she lets us know what we got to do.
Tight ship. She says sticky floors, which doesn't bother me at all. I'm not touching the floor.
Well, I mean, like, most movie theaters, I believe, are carpeted, but I know the floor itself, maybe where we're sitting, isn't. And I've had times put my feet down and felt the shoe stick because people spilled soda. I don't think that's what she means. I don't think she's touching it. Listen, I've many times you've been there and someone puts their popcorn down on the ground because there's nowhere. That's the thing too.
That's insane to me.
Not having some place to put your popcorn. I'll do it quickly to put it down because there's nowhere else to put it. Sometimes you got to move around. So you put the popcorn down or put something down on the ground or a drink down if there's no cup holders. It's like whatever, not enough. And then you, because remember, like you like to go alone or with one person. When I would go with my kids, you got to try to put it anywhere so everybody can get to it. You know what I mean? So I got to try to put it down and try to put everything all over. That's why you want to have an extra seat for coats and all that stuff too. But when kids are real little, what makes you uncomfortable is that they're not they don't weigh enough to hold the seat back. So like you got to put jackets and things on their seat too. If not, they fold up like luggage, kids.
Yeah.
So it's kind of crazy. But like, and you don't want the kids because then they'll try to reach down and their hands will touch the floor. That's gross. And then they'll touch the popcorn. You don't realize that you put your hand in the popcorn. Their gross hand touches it. And yeah, it can be a cesspool of disaster.
Ooh, sharing popcorn would make me uncomfortable in and of itself. Like even if I liked popcorn, but it's like everyone digging through that same bag. I couldn't do it.
But that's why it's in a big bucket. It's supposed to be shared.
Yeah, I'm not trying to eat out of a bucket that everyone's digging their hand through.
Yeah, you're just drinking beer and pretend like it's iced tea.
Yeah.
Like a comfortable man.
Beer that nobody touched with their
like
gross
a man
hands.
Who's got all his comforts in a row.
Yeah.
You know what I'm not trying to run into at the movies, though?
Me?
Paul Rubens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you don't want to run into that scamp. You just run around just beating off. When was that? That was the 90s, right?
Yeah, it was like 92 or 93 or something. I think I was in 7th or 8th grade.
I'm pretty sure I was still in high school. I might not have been. If not, I was just out. But what the fuck?
Yeah, there was a... Man, that's an old reference. Bree Hilt. Bree Hilt says, sneaking my snacks in, walking like Quasimodo, trying to be inconspicuous.
I always, as an adult, I was able to do it as a kid. My mom or my dad was, they have a purse or a bag, whatever, and do it. We wouldn't bring much in. I've never had the balls as an adult to pull it off. I've thought of it.
Yeah.
I wanted to like bring in candy or a drink, whatever, but I always bail on it last second and I get too afraid of getting caught and I've never done it.
See, maybe this is why I don't like theater snacks. Because when I was a kid, we never did theater snacks. My grandmother always had the giantest purse, and we would go to like a fast food place or something. Like depending where the theater is, it'd be like McDonald's or Wendy's or something. Or if it was the Milford Theater, the Roy Rogers that was right near the theater. So we'd get some like sourdough bacon cheeseburgers or some shit.
But wait, how do you get away with that? Those have a smell.
I don't know.
You break out a bacon cheeseburger, I would smell that 18 miles away.
Fries, everything.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, and when I was watching Stranger Things, they were doing that. They were breaking out all this food and everything. And I'm just like, I remember people breaking out candy and sodas, but I could never do it. I never had the balls. Never had the balls to sneak in with it. I really thought I'd get into serious kind of trouble. Even as an adult, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't go to prison.
Yeah.
They would probably just take away the stuff and ask me to buy stuff.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time as a kid with my grandparents. And then, like, but now as an adult, I'll get uncomfortable when, like, Andre Kim pulls out a Tupperware or whatever Asian food he's eating at open mic or whatever. Like,
you know, does he do that?
Food here. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know he always brought in a water to a place. And that, from as a person that used to manage a place that sold things, they don't realize how rude that is. Like, I'm just going to bring my own thing. What's the big deal? Like, you're. I know I'm going off on a comedy thing, but anywhere where they sell things, that's their business and their job, and you're going into their business. It's pretty selfish for you to think you should just be allowed to be in their place.
At that point, you're just loitering.
Well, yeah, but to think
you're a loiterer,
but for him
to
think that his value is so great that like I'm going to for 5 minutes talk on a stage, so I should be allowed to. I shouldn't have to bother buying your shit. I wouldn't be here otherwise. Then just don't be here. Yeah. I don't need you. You're not helping my business. It's an open mic with the thought that we're doing it for business. So same thing with the movies. I think I was always bothered by that because I knew that at the end of the day, they're trying to make money.
If you're not going to support or you can't support, at least don't rub it in. Eat it in your car and then go do your time.
Yeah. And then why eat something that's going to make you be a stereotype? He should have had the burger and you should have had the noodles.
Yeah, eating fish heads out of a Tupperware or whatever you do, Andre Kim.
Yeah, or why don't you get together with Cynthia and drink some fucking nips? Fish and nips.
Ooh, I like it.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta watch out when you're eating them. When you're eating them noodles at the movies, you gotta watch out. You might run into Paul Rubens.
Yep,
he's everywhere. He's like the new Santa Claus.
That guy's a real nuisance. always
just coming after you, and jerking off. Here I come.
Rick Sinat. Says, "Ooh, if you say that fast, it sounded like I said Rick Snot."
I didn't know what I thought you said, but it wasn't Rick Sinat.
He says, "Paying so much for a movie that will be available to rent in 2 months doesn't bother me. Like I said, I go to the first showing of the day, half price. That's worth it for the theater experience, in my opinion.
My issue with what I kind of get what he's saying." What I used to enjoy about the movies was that it was special because it wasn't going to come out soon. Like, if a movie came out, you're like, I better go, if I really want to see this, I better go see it because it's not going to be on DVD for like a year. That used to be the thing, about a year. And the same thing with VHS. It used to be about a year's time, at least 9 months, but usually it was about a year to the point where it was like, it ran its run, it did its thing. And then finally, you know, it would have to start getting put out and distributed and all that.
Yeah.
Literally now, sometimes it's out and then it's available to watch at home like a month later, sometimes streaming.
Yeah.
And it's like, and they're just like giving up on the sales they could have had in the movie theater. But that's where it's kind of made me go, yeah, same thing. Like, well, if I'm already paying this much for Netflix, this and that, whatever, and I know it's going to be on Netflix in a month or two, why should I pay the amount of money that I'm going to pay for Netflix when I'm already paying for it as it is? Like, I don't mind the amount it costs to go to a movie. I still don't think it's too expensive because it's still getting, as a night going out overall, it's still a cheap night compared to anything else. But I do think it's odd that it's taken away the special feeling of going to the movies, going that if I go here and see this, I'm going to see something that no one else, you know, unless they go here, are going to experience, not just everyone go see it at home. You know what I mean? It was more fun to go out and do that. Yeah, I get that. That's uncomfortable. It makes me feel like I'm wasting my money because, like, literally in a month, I don't need to do it.
Yeah, but I just like getting out of the house, going and watching completely in the dark on
I like the theater. What he's saying is I don't like that they've made it now so it's not special. It still should have to wait a year. People would go to the movies more if you made it so that they had more time to go see it. It was special. That's what he's saying. Why spend the money if I know I'm just going to see it at home and you just be bummed out going, I could have just saved the money.
I guess enough people still enjoy the theater experience where it's worth it.
I know they're saying it's getting worse and worse.
I mean, Hollywood's still making buckets of money.
Dude. Yeah, I know, but they're also going to be able to make buckets of money when it's all just coming to people's homes too. It's going to be a point where everyone's TV is a movie projector screen, and then they're all just going to be home. And movie releases will be like Netflix is now. It's going to end up being like that, where it's going to be like, coming out today is this movie. You know, if you pay a second tier on Netflix or Amazon, whatever it is, you get the brand new release that day. And then there won't be theaters.
They could just be like one-time rentals for a certain amount of months before something like Netflix picks it up. So it'd be like on-demand premieres.
Possibly. But either way, what's going to be weird is all of a sudden, like, they're going to be like, here comes Thor 4. And then your doorbell rings, and it's Paul Rubens. He's like, oh, no, now you're at my house. Paul Rubens. I'm adapting with the times, like this joke.
And then you get shot in the back of the head.
Oh, hey-o. Ah!
Is that why when he would always do the tequila dance, he would point at his crotch?
Yes.
He was foreshadowing? Oh, fuck. Nicole.
I know you are, but come in my eye.
gross. Nicole Auclair says the movies are too loud. I wholeheartedly agree. It's not the entire movies that are too loud. It's just they feel the need to make action sequences feel like you're actually in the car crash, which I don't need. I don't need it to be that loud.
Yeah, but she's an autistic noise monster anyway, so she can't handle anything loud.
Yeah.
I like the, you know, me, the kids and I will sit there at the beginning of the movie, you know, when it starts, and the three of us will look at each other, it's super loud, and go, Cinedime, a new paradigm in cinema. We like to yell that part.
Yeah, even at that part, it makes me,
it's supposed to, for me. It's telling you, this is how loud we're going to be. We're getting loud.
I don't like it.
I got so into the movie last night because it was loud. I'm also old and deaf. And when it's real loud, you can't hear Paul Rubens coming. And you can say, hey!
Fuck.
Don't fuck. Jerk off.
Christy Monroe says it's always too cold. I bring a blanket.
Who brings a blanket?
Christy Monroe.
But you... We just thought about how the blanket's wrong, right? Because the blanket leads to fornication.
Finger fucking, yeah.
Finger fucking.
Maybe she's a big fan. Who knows?
I guess she's just cold. The movies are cold, but that's why I always bring a sweatshirt and I wear pants. Are you allowed to bring a blanket?
Yeah.
I don't want to carry that much stuff in. But I guess that makes sense. But if I have a blanket, I like to lay down. I like to lay down with a blanket. I like to sit up with a blanket.
I mean, those love reclining love seats, you almost are.
What am I, FDR? I'm not going to sit down with a blanket. Wasn't he the one with the dumb legs in the blanket? Who was the president with the dumb legs?
Yeah, FDR had shitty legs, dude.
And a blanket, because he's the only one to see
his dumb
legs.
He had to put a blanket over his legs because they were so thin and embarrassing.
You can't look at those things.
He didn't want people to think he was less of a man because he had a disease.
You didn't want to know, you didn't want to know you could crush him at Twister. You didn't want to know that.
What a queer. He's got leg disease. People used to suck. And then people still suck, but come on.
And then he's got that blanket, and then Peter Herman would pull it up and go, ah! At his legs and put it away and jerk off on him and run.
See, if Pee Wee had leg disease, no one would have ever caught him because he would have had that blanket over him.
Every time I do that, that happens on the fucking screen. Ah!
Oh, no. Just ensuring that everyone who listens to this is going to be annoyed.
Well, you know what? That's more of a PSA. It's a Pee Wee service announcement. Let everyone know. Look out for Paul Reubens. Here he comes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff Davis. Megan, from now on, if you comment some bullshit, we're doing this. Yeah, we're going to call you out. Then fuck off.
Yeah, it's a great way to fill up time. Megan Harrison says that people still think it's strange to go to a movie alone or get mad when you saw a movie without them. It's not a social activity.
Those are two separate things. I don't know many people that say they... I guess she's talking about makes her comfortable when she tells someone she went... She's saying in her experience, she tells someone she went alone, and they're like, hey, we should have gone together.
Yeah.
I understand. If I want to see... She is right in the thing where at the end of the day, you are going to watch them. But there are some movies that are fun, that are fun to watch with others. To hear... when I go with my kids... There's certain movies that I've seen once, and I'm like, oh, you guys are going to love this. And I like being there and being around their reactions because I had already seen it. Or if we're going to all go see one together, like, I don't like scary movies. But if I go to a scary movie with, like, my girlfriend or, like, my kids who like it, they like to watch me freak out and yell because I get uncomfortable. And sometimes it's fun to be around people. Like, when I saw Black Panther in the theater and it was packed – there was like an energy in that room and everybody was enjoying it and cheering and doing shit. That was a fun thing. You know what I mean? Like, I enjoy being in a crowd like that. That was a good time being around other people. But personally, I do like going to see a movie alone. I remember going to watch Gone Baby Gone alone. And I was the only one in the theater. And I felt like you were saying before, like, I got my own screening. It was a great movie. It was fun to enjoy.
Yeah, that's one of the best feelings in the world. You don't got to worry about – if you're in a theater by yourself – you don't have to worry about anyone being an asshole, and you just, it's one of the most relaxing things in the world.
Yeah, some people think, like, you went alone, like, they think going to the movies alone means that you're, like, lonely, but you're going to watch a movie. You're going to entertain yourself and distract yourself from the world, so that's fine doing that alone.
Yeah, it's so good to be, I mean.
It's not like going out to eat alone. Like, I like going out to eat alone, but when you see someone going out to eat alone, you're like, oh, what happened to their life? But when you see someone alone at the movies, you're like, oh, they want to get away from their family.
Yeah, I mean, this is a topic for a different podcast, but people should do more things by themselves and learn to be comfortable by themselves. Like, a lot of people just need the constant distraction of another person all the time to distract from what they're miserable.
I think it's hilarious that you're saying this. Earlier in this podcast, you have to constantly be on your phone so the world knows you're around or you can see what the world is doing. But you said later on, you're not alone. It has nothing to do with the world knowing that I'm around. Or you know what they're doing. The phone is...
I have another source of entertainment with me.
But it's people.
I do the same thing when I'm at home.
You said to me, I said, there's no folks. And you went, there's all folks in here.
Yeah,
my phone's got folks. See, you're not alone. There's folks in there. You don't know how to be alone, Stashua.
I know how to be alone.
No way.
I'm great at being
alone.
No,
you stink at it. You are not alone. You got folks in the phone.
Sure, but that's not all I do with my phone.
But you said people should be able to go do things alone, and you said you want to go to the movies. I sit in the back and look at my phone and talk with folks.
Yeah, I also play Scrabble.
With folks?
No.
Folks play Scrabble.
Yeah, but Scrabble, you don't play against anyone.
Yeah, you do.
Not words with friends.
Show me a person that plays Scrabble alone.
The computer.
Okay, the game Scrabble, the board game my grandma used to play, you didn't play alone unless you were fucking autistic or crazy.
On my phone.
Right, but you play against someone, the
against
computer.
The computer.
That's a person.
No, it's not.
It's a folks. Anything else on here?
Fuck. I haven't been paying attention because I've been defending
folks.
Defending my phone privileges. After I spent all night running around in the desert with some friends doing peyote.
Who said this?
Oh, sorry. Zach Gerringer says, after I spent all night running around in the desert with some friends doing peyote, I decided to catch that Kurt Russell movie that came out back in the 90s. What the fuck is this post?
I like this.
There were so many Kurt Russell movies in the 90s where he had his rank tattooed on his face and with some sort of brainwashed soldier army guy in the future. I walked into a dollar theater and there was a lady sitting down in the front row, so I sat down in one of the middle rows. And when the lights went down, she walked back to where I was and sat down next to me and put her hand on top of mine. We sat like that the entire movie. And when the credits came up, she got up and left me there by myself. I was low-key hallucinating the whole film and was very, very concerned that she was going to murder me. Yeah, dude, I can't count the amount of times that's happened to me. I'm right there with you, Grangers.
That's what makes him uncomfortable? That's
that very common occurrence is what makes him uncomfortable about the movies. Every time I go to the desert and do peyote with my friends and come back and have a handhold session at a Kurt Russell movie.
I went to go see one of those Kurt Russell movies from the 90s. She left. I never saw her again. I don't think we should follow that up. I think that's where we end the podcast.
Yeah, the whole podcast. The last episode. You did it. You did it, Zach Grangers.
Join us next week when Zach takes over the show. Holy shit. Fuck. Anything to add?
No, I think that's it.
Follow us on all the social media stuff, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. Be on the lookout on my Facebook page or the Instagram page or the Twitter page for the next question, for the next topic coming up. If you have any suggestions for topics, please let us know. Thanks for staying at the Discomfort Inn.